I thought doing a bit of spring cleaning would be a lot more fun than this. I thought it would be nice to tidy up my apartment and get rid of all the useless junk I've acquired throughout the year, but now I'm not so sure. It's been 2 days straight of lugging things up and down to the basement or out to the garbage, and I'm getting tired of it. I'm over this whole spring cleaning thing. But before I reward myself with a nice cold beer from the fridge, I have one more box to take down to the basement. I steady the thing on my shoulder and wobble my way down the rickety staircase to the basement of my building. My basement unit is already filled to the brim, but I manage to stuff this one last box deep inside. Whew! Finally, time to relax. But wait, what's that noise? Voices, definitely. Is that moaning? I inch down the hall, closer toward the animalistic sounds. With every step, I hear it louder and clearer. Oh, yeah, baby. Right there, right there. A man and a woman's voice, I think. Are they? No. There's no way someone's having sex in the basement. Is there? The voices are getting louder as I continue down the hall. They're in one of the units. I see it now. The door is cracked open just enough for me to see the broad, muscled back of a man, thrusting his hips back and forth as he rails into a woman about my age. I'm stunned into silence, just watching them, wide-eyed and open-mouthed. A bolt of desire shoots straight through me. They're so lost in each other. The woman's beautiful face is contorted into a mask of pleasure, until her eyes fly open and meet mine. Desire turns to panic for a moment, and I'm frozen in place. She sees me standing there, watching, and yet she doesn't react. She licks her bottom lip, then chews on it invitingly and gives me a small but encouraging nod. Is this really happening? I take a step forward, and she beckons me forward with her hand. Then her male partner slows his movements and glances over his shoulder. He seems surprised to see me, but a smile quickly rises to his lips. He pulls out of the woman, and she holds her hand out to me. I close the gap between us, and I'm suddenly pressed up against her, and he's pressing up against my backside. She pushes two fingers gently up against my lips and then inside my mouth. I wrap my lips around them and suck on them needily. Her blouse is open and her breasts, so perfectly shaped, are exposed. She pulls her fingers from my mouth and her hands drift down to the waistband of my jeans, trailing down the sides of my breasts along the way. Behind me, I feel the man's hands on my hips and the swollen head of his cock pressing up against my back entrance. She yanks my jeans down to the ground, and I gasp out loud at the sudden blast of cold against my bare skin. She takes hold of the bottom hem of my shirt and pulls it slowly, slowly above my head. I'm completely nude in the basement now, squeezed between the warm bodies of two complete strangers. I can't believe this is happening, and I want it so, so badly. We've said nothing to one another, and yet her fingers are parting my wet slit, and his stiff cock is teasing my backside. She seems surprised by how wet I am already. I'm not. The sound of their moaning got me going immediately. She slips her fingers up inside of me. Oh, oh God, yes. That feels so good. He brings his hands around to my front and grabs a handful of each of my breasts. He kneads them with slow, practiced strokes, paying special attention to my nipples. Oh, Right there. Oh, her fingers. How is she so good at this? Oh. My knees buckle slightly, and if it weren't for him holding me up from behind, I might fall over. Her fingers tease my clit so effortlessly. But I want more. I need more. I squeeze the front of his thigh, a sign that I want him to make his move as well. His cock teases the entrance of my pussy as he slides it back and forth against me, just giving me a taste of how big and hard he is. Then he pushes the tip up against my tight asshole. He's teasing me, ensuring that I'm as wet as I can possibly be. I'm just about to beg him to fuck me when I feel him finally slide up inside my sensitive, dripping wet pussy. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God. He thrusts into me, slowly at first, just the tip, then exploring farther and deeper in. My inner walls clench around him so tightly I don't know if they'll ever let go. Her fingers swirl around my clit with such a knowing, practiced touch. She's done this many times before, I can tell. My clit is on fire, begging for more. Oh, my wetness is spilling out of me, all over her fingers, all over his cock. Together, we're one squirming mass, all of us moaning into the emptiness of the basement, all drowning in our pleasure together. Oh, I can feel it. I'm going to come soon. I'm going to burst at the seams. My desire is threatening to spill out of me. My body is going tense. It's here. I'm coming. Oh, God. I'm coming. All of the tension leaves my body, and I'm filled with a divine exhaustion. Perfect feeling of being so deliciously filled up and then emptied out. I lean against the woman momentarily, inhaling the scent of her perfume before the man pulls out of me from behind. Slowly, I lean my head up and kiss her as a thank you, or perhaps as a goodbye. Then I turn around and face the man for the first time in our encounter. I kiss him and slowly pull my pants up to my waist and slip my arms back into my shirt. I leave them there in the basement and return to my apartment with a smile on my face. Maybe I should clean out my apartment more often.
Thanks for listening to Audio Desires. If you like what you hear and find yourself wanting more, go to audiodesires.com and access your free account. We look forward to bringing your most intimate fantasies to life.